Welcome to Daily Italian Words, where you can learn a new Italian word every day. There's one word in Italian that covers both the words home and house, and that is
casa,
feminine plural
case.
When used on its own with the following verbs, the translation is always home rather than house.
Andare a casa,
to go home.
Venire a casa,
to come home.
Tornare a casa,
to go back home.
Restare, rimanere, stare a casa,
to stay home.
Passare da casa,
to pop home.
Mangiare a casa,
to eat at home. Although not necessary, you can add possessive adjectives such as mia, my, or tua, your, after casa for emphasis or clarification.
Vado a casa mia.
I'm going home. I'm going to my house.
Passo da casa tua domani.
I'm going to pop by your house tomorrow. If you want to refer to somebody else's house, you must add di plus the name of the person after the word casa.
Vado a casa di mia sorella.
I'm going to my sister's house.
Mangio a casa di Lucia stasera.
I'm eating at Lucia's house tonight. The only exception is possessive adjectives which don't require the preposition di.
Vado a casa sua.
I'm going to his house. I'm going to her house.
Torno a casa tua.
I'm going back to your house. One thing learners of Italian may find confusing at the beginning is that it isn't obligatory to use the word casa when talking about another person's house. All you have to do is insert the preposition da after the verb, and it's assumed you're talking about another person's place of residence.
Vado da mia sorella.
I'm going to my sister's house.
Mangio da Lucia stasera.
I'm eating at Lucia's house tonight. An extremely useful expression in Italian is
sotto casa,
which literally translates as under house, but in context refers to people or things that are located a stone's throw away from where you live. This could be a friend who's waiting outside, your closest pizzeria, or a local shop where you know the owners by name. In English, the expression usually translates as nearby or out front.
Ti aspetto sotto casa.
I'll wait for you out front.
Vuoi andare al ristorante sotto casa?
Do you want to go to the nearby restaurant? By adding etta to casa, you end up with the diminutive form
casetta,
which can mean little house, cottage, or a stall at a market depending on the context.
Che bella casetta che hai.
What a nice cottage you have.
Ci sono tante casette al mercatino di Natale.
There are lots of stalls at the Christmas market. As in English, casa can also be combined with other nouns to refer to specific kinds of homes.
Casa di cura,
nursing home.
Casa di riposo,
retirement home.
Casa famiglia,
foster home. It can also mean company or firm if you tack on an adjective such as in the following examples.
Casa discografica,
record company.
Casa produttrice,
production house.
Casa costruttrice,
manufacturer.
Casa automobilistica,
car company.
Casa editrice,
publishing house. Other words based on casa include
casolare,
farmhouse.
Casale,
farmhouse, small rural village.
Caseggiato,
apartment block.
Casalinga,
housewife. Casa is a simple word for a simple concept, yet as we've seen, there's quite a lot to say about how its usage differs from the English equivalents. How about you? What kind of casa do you live in? Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok by searching for Daily Italian Words. And make sure to check out our website, dailyitalianwords.com. Alla prossima!